Tov, good morning, everybody. So we started yesterday, we'll start today, Lamaisa, we nearly started yesterday, the sugya of Kabbalish Surim Ba'ava, probably the most difficult sugya, well, not theoretically it's a local kachkashe, to understand that you don't understand, but practically, it's a very, very difficult sugya, probably the most difficult of them all, the one that's troubled and bothered greater minds than yours and mine for centuries. So let's at least get the basic principles, the basic structure of the sugya, and then you have to work it. So we said that Kabbalah Surim Ba'ava goes to the very foundations of one's imunah. That's obvious, because if Hashem's doing everything, and he's only doing it for the good, then we have to be challenged by the terrible yusurim that we see in the world. Horrible things happen. And you say, yeah, that's all part of the derech hatov lahitiv. That's all coming for the good, you know. Yeah, you have to makabel those yusurim ba'avas. It's totally counterintuitive. The person has to work that through intellectually first, understand how that works. That's very difficult. And then apply it. So we said also that it's a kim of the mitzvah of after Hashem Elokecha is also kosher to this. But now it gets really difficult. I'm on Reish Tes Vov in the second paragraph there. It says like this. One of the hardest chazals you'll ever see. It says like this. Chayv Adam levarech al hara k'shem shemavarech al ha-toiva. Person has to make a brocha on something that's bad in the same way that he says it on something that's good. There's no difference between something bad happening to a person and something good happening to a person. Why? That's a kim of after Hashem Elokecha. You have to love Hashem with everything, no matter what he does to you, you have to love him. What is that? What is this? What does it mean? You have to mean mevarach al hara k'shem shemevarach al ha-toiva. Amarova lo nitzrecha ele likiblineu besimcha. You have to mekabel it besimcha. The Rashi there says, Levarech al midas peronia is belev shalom. To make a brocha on the sufferings, the punishments, the terrible things happening to a person, Rachman al Litzlan, belev shalom. Not to be fine with that. So this is not so simple. We'll come back to this, but right now you see from this Gemara, ki kabbalus yisurim ba'avi mitzvah sase deraisa. Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, like we mentioned yesterday, it's not just a nice Midas Chasidus, it's a nice Darga Gedetu, you know, when you've worked out everything else. You want to take on a new Chumra, a new Midas Chasidus, a new Frumkeit of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. No, it's a Mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa. And every Bar Mitzvah, every 13-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl is Machayev this Mitzvah. Lekablineu Besimcha, to Makabel Besimcha. That's a kim of after Hashem Elokecha. Levarech al midas haperonias belev shalom. To thank Hashem for the terrible things happening, belev shalom. But Torah dereshes this mikol yudi. The Torah demands this from every Jew. You can't say, yeah, but I'm not on that level. Ani lo aladaga, reish tesvav. Ani lo aladaga, ani lo... No, it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa that every 13-year-old has to keep. How do you do this? It sounds impossible. And we'll see, we'll give examples, you'll see how impossible it really is. Let's take an example, work through the marshal. Unfortunately, this is not it's not just a marshal. These things happen. I will take a couple. They got married. 20 years, they haven't had children. Rachman al-Litzla. Imagine 20 years of what they've been through. Yeah, the suffering, the torment, the anticipation, the waiting, the treatments, the whole mahalach of what it is for a couple today who doesn't have children. When elachish nei sevel v'yisura guf v'nefesh rabim, em nifkodu b'gudus yeshua v'rachamim. ben Mazel Tov, after 20 years, unbelievable chesed, they have a child, they have a boy. Imagine the simcha, the feelings of a chorus of toy, the unbelievable. Imagine that bris. The whole community has been doubling for them. There's a whole event here, yeah? Not just another bris in town. This is everyone's talking about it. This is the event. Imagine he's an only child after 20 years. He's the center of their existence. Shifas Chayim, he's who you got a letter of a tutor. They want him to become a bentayer, they want him to grow good from yid. Vachain, midgale kilo lechinem heim chikulo habashanim. It gets shown to them that wasn't for nothing they waited so long for this child. Midbarek hu yelet kishreini b'miuchad, very talented young man. Bal midas nitzolois, unbelievable midas, adi nefesh. Hashanim cholfois v'yelet oilu mitaleh. He's the best kid, you know. He's just this unbelievable, wonderful child who's just learning and growing. He's got midas, he gets on with everybody. Everybody loves him. Imagine the nachas the parents are getting from this young child after 20 years awaited, and they've got such a yalom, such a beautiful diamond. He gets engaged to a wonderful girl. She's also she's also a wonderful, beautiful. Baris Midas, Baris Chesed, also unbelievable Midas, wonderful, talented young lady. Imagine the father's Ma'ariv, he's davening Ma'ariv before the chuppah, the unbelievable simcha and a chorus of toiv. Hoida la Hashem ki toiv, the unbelievable, what he's feeling that he's got to such a great night, that he's got such a beautiful, unbelievable child like this. Lohemi is gadil v'izgadash shmei rabba mikol alev. Kaddish, he says, with full simcha v'kol alev. You don't have to explain to him that he has to be the simcha. You don't have to tell that to him. Can you imagine the simcha that this father is having? In the middle of Sheva Brochas, there's an accident, Rachman Atzlan, and the Chosin gets killed in a car accident. And stop now and go home, yeah? That you stew on that for a few days. Yeah, we can't do that. We have to go weiter. Okay. Ha'af oimed mula keva ha'patuach. Father stands in front of the open grave. U'potech gam kan ba'amir yizgadel v'yizgadeh shmei rabo. He has to say Kaddish now as well. So what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu want here? We just learned. What does a Kodesh Baruch Hu want here? Kodesh Baruch Hu reitzem un yen shiudi ze yoyim et kaddish ze bo eis a simcha shom es a kaddish b'sha tfilas mayri b'lay lachatuna. Yeah. That's what Hashem wants. That's impossible. What are you talking about? The same simcha that he said the Kaddish by the Ma'ariv there by the Chasana, just before the Chuppah, with the same simcha there, he has to say now, standing in front of the open grave. And tell me, don't be crazy. That's impossible. But he told, why should he even do that? That's not human. That's not the way a person conducts himself. What about Hilchus Avelis? What about pain? What about crying? What about suffering? No, simcha. Call simcha, stand at the grave with the same level of simcha that you were at the chasana and you say Kaddish. This is a state. I don't know what you want from me. That's what it says. You go to Kiruv Rechoikim with this shtickle here. You try and persuade somebody to become frum on this piece of Torah. The guy will tell you guys are a bunch of meshuganas. Yeah, so much lost your minds. Utsodek, what's going on here? That's what the Gemara says. When Isaiah says, "Shali tochen kaitzad nitan lasoy," says, "How did you do such a thing? How did you do such a thing? It's not. Ain sofik yakolish bocha ainu bo betunia and bereisav. We know that Hashem doesn't come with unreasonable requests. He doesn't ask us to do the impossible. doesn't ask us to do things he knows you can't do. If the Torah commands us this mitzvah, that means every yid has koiches in himself, should never know nisayin like this. But everybody has the ability to withstand this nisayin. And it's a nisayin, it's not pashut. He can praise Hashem, he can love Hashem, lismoyach ito, be besimchem Hashem, belayla kvure, kebelayla chatuna. In the same way, on the chasene, he can be on the kvure. Achadayin noyselane love, in keitzer oisim, zoisim inayin shovim es hakoichas lekach. How do you do that? Where do you get the koichas from? And more than that, just philosophically, the mod kashe lavin. Mod kashe lavin. See, Hilchus Avelis is not, doesn't stem with this. He's not asking that. I'm asking that. You see, we have a thing called Avelis. We have a thing called Hilchus Avelis. We have Menachem and Nichum Avelim. What was that for Nichum for? What does he need Nichum for? He's like, is he the Simcha? Like he was at the Chasana. What do you need Menachem for? What's going on here? So Tov, that we have to answer as well. I don't know if he's going to deal with it, but we have to certainly deal with it, because as long as that question's not answered, you're not going to be able to do this. How are you going to do this? You go visit somebody who's sitting Shiva, Rahman al-Islam. This couple, let's say, yeah, you go visit this father, he's sitting Shiva for the son that died in the Sheva Brochas. And he turns around to you in the Sheva Broch, in the Shiva, and he says to you, Tagidli, what am I supposed to be feeling now? What am I supposed to be feeling? Yeah, day three, day four of the Shiva. Yeah, what are you supposed to be feeling? What would you tell him? What are you talking about? You should be besimcha like you were by the chasana. You prepared to do that? You've got the ozus to do that? You turn around to a person who's sitting Shiva, shabu. I assume he's still human. He has feelings. He's in pain. He's suffering. You tell him, what's the problem? Be the simcha the way you were by the chasana. What's the problem? That's kashem shavuach natov kashem shavuach. Right, you have the goal to do that. Ani lo, I couldn't do that. So my banu apikairus. I don't know. Because the Gemara says you have to, but how do you do that? There's a lo muvan. This is not poshut. Okay, so tough. We have to think about this. There's no, not pashut. Besides the question of how would you do that, let's say you have to do that, assuming that that's true. How would you do that? I don't know. We'll see. But is that really what's demanded of us? And not because it's too difficult. My question is not that it's too hard. My question is it doesn't sound human. It doesn't sound normal. We have a whole thing called Hilchus Avelis. You know, the first few days for crying and this, and then you have Shleishim, and then you have the year of Avelis, and you can't listen to music, and you can't this. It's all based around dinim of minimizing simcha. But why? You didn't minimize simcha by the chasana. Why are you minimizing simcha by the levaya? What's going on here? Mashulo, yeah, nothing doesn't sit. B'mavat shitchi. At a very superficial perspective, it seems that the Yisurim are what comes on the back of Chet. Person did a Chet, so the suffering comes. The person has suffering, it's to tell him you did something wrong. When everything's going nice and smooth and everything's fine, that's because you did the right thing and everything's fine. That's a very superficial and incorrect perspective. We believe in the Yud Gimeli Karim, the Imuna, the 13 principles of Imuna. We know that Hashem pays good reward to those people who keep the mitzvahs, and he punishes those who don't. That's for sure. Bekol makam ein day bekach today lahavin et mehusa sevel vayusurim amitzuyim ba'ilam. There's not enough to explain the essence of suffering and pain that's found in this world. That's not enough. First of all, there's a problem here is because we know that there's not enough reward in this world to give you scha in this world for the mitzvahs. So the scha for sure is not taking place in this world. Because there's a mitzvah in this world, he doesn't want the scha, yeah, he wants the scha in olam haba. We'll see if it's ancient. Could be that you can get onishim, yeah, that takes away the onishim in olam haba. You can also get schaya that takes away the scha in olam haba. But ultimately, a person wants his scha in olam haba. So let's see what this means. Shekhen metzinu tzadik v'ralo. We have a musag, we spoke about that at length, the concept of tzadik v'ralo. Who tzadik completely, and he doesn't deserve the suffering, so why is he suffering? Tzadik v'ralo. Lumazayis metzinu rashu v'toivlo. We see Rishoyim who are making aveiras and they're getting scha. They're not getting oynesh. They seem to have wonderful benefits. The terrible deeds of the Rosh didn't schlep along with him an oynesh. The good deeds of the tzaddik didn't save him from the suffering. There are plenty of great people, great tzaddikim that suffered. We know that today. Muvamim kaim bibohusa yusurim munach omek gafnimi. Therefore, we have to find in the essence of Yisurim something deeper, something more than just Schav O'Enish. Because Schav O'Enish doesn't explain the suffering in this world. It doesn't explain the good in this world either. The Ikka Schav O'Enish is in the next world, not here. And yet we see our own eyes, the Chushim see, you see things in the world that doesn't explain that just everything that you do comes on the back of Schav O'Enish. It's not like that. V'kach shinu chachomim, Tani Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oymar, Sholosh metonos toives nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Reb Shimon ben Yochai tells us that three beautiful gifts, toives, metonos toives, not in a Kosh Baruch Yisrael, only three. Hashem gave us every breath is an untold gift that you could serve Hashem for the rest of your life and you wouldn't pay him back for one breath that you take. The Chovas HaLevavos says that for the smallest chesed that Hashem does for a person, you could never ever be over Hashem long enough to pay him back. You couldn't. There's not enough years in a person's life to pay him back for the smallest chesed he does for us. But there's three matonos, toivos, that Hashem gave us. V'kulam lo nitle ele yisurim. And if you want these three, or one of these three, or any of these three gifts, the only currency that purchases them is Yisurim. V'kolam lo nitnam elei de Yisurim. You get them, it comes with Yisurim. V'eileim, Torah, v'eretz Yisrael, v'olam haba. Now everybody in this room wants Torah, and wants Eretz Yisrael. We are in Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to make a Kenyan in Eretz Yisrael. And everybody here wants olam haba. So you want all of the three gifts that come with Yisurim, and you want them without Yisurim. The loss of kol kach pashut. You know, when you make aliyah and you're coming here to learn Torah and you're coming here to try and be oil and ruchnias, you should pack your tehillim in because you want all the three things that come only by Yisurim. Torah minayin shenema. Where we know that Torah only comes with Yisurim? Ashrei agev ashe tisrenu ko imeisarascho lelamdeinu. It says there, praiseworthy, happy is the person that Hashem causes to suffer and teaches him from his Torah. Eretz Yisrael, where do you know Eretz Yisrael? Dixiv ki kashe yisa ish es b'nai Hashem elokechem yisarcho. Lo yodeh mazeh kashut Eretz Yisrael. You have to see. Dixiv baz, oh, because it says afterwards, ki Hashem elokechem evi'echa el Eretz HaToiva. Oh, very good. It says, like a father chastises, causes his son to suffer, so to Hashem punishes you, causes you to suffer, and then the pasuk afterwards says, because Hashem will bring you to the good land. Oh, so you see that coming to the good land requires suffering. Okay, whatever. You see, there the Gemara has three things that you want, and they're gifts, beautiful gifts. Shimon bar Yochai called them matonas toivos. Toivia doesn't mean 67% or 75%, 8%. Toiv means tachlis ha-toiv. It means there is nothing better. There is, that's cooler, everything. Toiv in the Loshon of Chazal, Toiv means, and in the Loshon of Chumash as well, Toiv means Tachlis, ultimate purpose. Not like in the Cheder or in the Beis Yankov where Tov means 75%. No, Tov means V'yaras Hashem Kiot Ki Toiv. It was fulfilling its Tachlis. We see from here that Yisurim aren't just a punishment. It's not punishing you because he wants to give you Torah. Elahim Shav Petach LeKabbalas Kol Davar Toiv. They are the gateway to acquiring everything that's good. There's nothing that's good in this world that doesn't get acquired through Yisurim. Even in the world of Gashmias, something good comes with Yisurim. The dugma, latest yeled. Giving birth to a child is a good thing, yeah? Aval es malave betzav Yisurim. Comes with Yisurim. Hasagas panasa, malave be Yisurim. Panasa comes by and large to rubber the rubber most people through sweat and hard work and Yisurim and worrying and tigers. Shenema azayrim bedima berina yiktsayru. You sow and you plant and you farm and you dig and you, it's not so partial. There's a lot of Yisurim in eventually be able to harvest later. To the extent that the dima, the tears grow through the planting, so too the simcha will be when you harvest, when you get the benefits. There's nothing in this world that's worth anything that you'll get easy, that comes without any effort, that comes without toil or yisurim. So then what's the secret of yisurim? What do we need? What's going on here? What's the essence? What is yisurim? Ask anybody who's the nation that suffered more than any other nation through the 3,500 years, the 6,000 years of the Bria that we're in. Ask anybody, they'll tell you the Jews who suffered more. They're still around. I mean, the other nations might have suffered, but they're not around anymore. We suffer more because we're bad, we're worse than everybody else. We worse? Chas v'chalila. As my own kind, soda sevel shel klal Yisrael v'ma nishtononu mikol u'ma v'loshon. What is this understanding? What's the sod of the suffering of klal Yisrael? And why? Where are we different in this area from everybody else? That's some of the questions he wants to ask. Okay, maybe when we finished seeing and understanding what the yisod, the sod, not the yisod, what the sod of Yisurim and Sevel is, maybe we can answer some of the questions that are bothering us, because we have some real serious questions bothering us. Keshem Shemalkin al-Tov, Keshem Shemalkin al-Ra. Lama, why should it be like that? I don't understand it. Okay. Perek Aleph, that was our Gdome to the subject of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. This is Ben Adam Lomakum. Let's see how we go here. We mentioned above the three avos, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, planted in us, his descendants, each one according to his unique nature, very unique, special koichas. When you come to deal with the sugi of Yisurim, for sure, all the Avos had Yisurim. There's no question. All the Avos also had Chesed, by the way. But Avram is the Amud of Chesed. All the Avos had Torah as well, but Yaakov's the Amud of Torah. But the Av who represents the void in Yisurim, ze Yitzhak Avinu. A Yisurim b'mu'usam hay mesiris nefesh. The Surim in the essence is what's called Mesiris Nefesh. You have to see what that means. We use that word a lot, but we don't know what it means. Shremali Katolok, Kula Mali Katolok Palga. The Gemara there says, what's the difference between a little killing or a big killing? What's the difference between dying a little bit or dying a lot? Yusurim Misa B'Miktasay. Yusurim is a partial death. You know, there's 100% death, and then there's 40% death, and 18% death, and 27% death. Ma li hariga, kula ma li harigas miktsoso. What's in between a big killing and a little killing? Elitim ayusurim gvoim medragosam imisa. Sometimes yusurim is even worse than death. ilmelo nigdua. Imayu malkimu misarim lechanania mishal vazari havi polchu letzalma. Haim lo ayu oimdim benisoyen. Ein sham. Taisus, whatever Yisurim shayin lehem kitz begruim haim imisa. Ongoing Yisurim that doesn't have an end, or you don't know when it's going to end, is worse than death. You have sometimes, you know, it on and on and on and on. Living with Yisurim can be much worse than dying. Dying, you die. That's it. It's over. Yitzhak Avinu Moses Nafshu Elamisa V'maisa Akeda. Yitzhak Avinu gave up his life. He was willing to give up his life by the Akeda. B'kachu hinchilanu bono v'chore v'sakoich l'amud b'nisoyinu v'soyis nafshenu b'simcha al kedushas Hashem. That's where we draw the koyach. That's why we have that imprinted in our genes. This ability to be moisa nefesh, al kiddush Hashem. Kadesh shenatzliach labayis hadvorim heitev, aleinu la'amik es yoynoyne b'inyan ha'akeidu l'golos bo'im kashaloysa maisa, es nakudas ha'limud sh'nitin loin moisam b'dorosanu, kashe anu mukfim b'sevul yisurim. We have to go and learn in depth the sugya of the Akeda, that's the shayresh of this understanding of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'av, of being Moise Nefesh, and trying to understand where is the Nakuda for us practically in this generation, where we're suffering, we're surrounded by all sorts of sufferings, spiritual and physical, and trying to understand what we can learn from Yitzchok and the Yisods that we learn out there, the principles that we can apply those to our lives and see how we can maybe get in touch with this. Okay, so we've raised more problems here than we've dealt with. We have big, big kashas. I warned you, this is a big, big sugya, big, big kashas, both in the understanding of the sugyas, but also in practically how you're dealing with feelings, are you dealing with machshavas, you're dealing with all sorts of stuff that we are very accustomed to dealing with in a certain way. And we have to see what the Torah's way is, see what the Torah's, the correct approach is, try and learn and get in touch with us a little bit so that we can at least do this properly. Because as we said, this is not just something that's a nice thing to do if you want. This is mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. It touches on many derises, and it also touches on many isurim and many kfiras. People have come to kfira because of isurim. So chas v'chalila. So Mezah Hashem, we'll dive into this. This is tough stuff. The lo pashut this bichlal, because there's nobody here that hasn't suffered, and we all know that suffering is not a pashut thing to deal with. So Mezah Hashem, we'll have siyata dishmaya. We'll be able to understand the sugya better than we did last time. Okay. Tomorrow I'm not going to be in the best midrash. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, from next week I'll be here, so you can plan your lives accordingly. Litrot.
The shir is still happening tomorrow.
Yeah. Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem. We'll have shir, but I'm just not going to be in Beit Shemesh tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.